It's time for our legislative report with Missouri State Representative Paul Fitzwater of Potosi. And Representative, there's a lot to talk about on this report, but before we get to that, it is a crazy week weather-wise with lots of ice, and I know you wanted to commend our not just state road crews, but county and city road crews for all the work they've been putting in.
You bet. You know, I actually got up this morning, looked outside, and you know, about, I think it was probably around 4 o'clock, it started sleeting, and I just went to town a while ago, and the roads are really clear over here, and I just actually got on Facebook and put out a thank you to all MoDOT workers and those guys that worked all through the night, you know, to make sure that we was able to get around this morning. And, you know, they don't get enough recognition. People are constantly, I call them the naysayers, and constantly complaining about the work that they do. But you know, I believe in giving credit where credit's due, and I appreciate all of their hard efforts throughout the night.
Representative, one of the big things coming out of Jefferson City is you and Senator Romine wanting to have Missouri's newest state park renamed.
Well, as you know, 3 days before the governor leaves office, the state parks named a park down in Reynolds in Iron County after Jay Nixon. And I can't believe that. I mean, I know Governor Nixon has been a servant for the state for many years. And, you know, I don't care if they name a park after him or whatever they want to name after the former governor, but you know, the reason why we want to rename that park is how they acquired that park. That park was acquired from the Azarco remediation money to remediate the areas of contaminated lead. And, you know, that was a big thing the last year or so. They spent millions of dollars to acquire land, private land here in Missouri to build what they want to build, 3 more new state parks. And, you know, I'm not for... You know, I like state parks, but, you know, we can't take care of the ones that we have now. So we have decided to rename that park. We're trying to rename it through the legislature. And we're going to call it the Prophet Mountain State Park. And basically, there's a couple of brothers that were pioneers back in the early 1800s, 1830s and 40s. And they were pioneers and settlers, and they were really responsible people that helped settle that area. So that's what we're going to name it.
Do you have to clear some hurdles to get that done, or is it just going to happen?
No, it's just not going to happen. You know, we filed legislation. We're going to have to go through the legislature. You know, I'm going to handle it in the House, and Senator Romine's going to handle it over in the Senate. And, you know, we've got to convince, members of our body that it's the right thing to do. And again, I have nothing against Jay Nixon at all. My reason for wanting to rename that state park is how they acquired the property, and they purchased that through that Azarco settlement fund, and that's been a sour subject with people in our area. So, we've got a long way to go with this one, but we're getting a lot of support from others out there saying, hey, I'm glad that you're doing this. So, like I said, the government's a process, and we've got a long way to go with this, and we'll see what happens with it.
How about your committees, Representative Fitzwater?
Well, you know, it's in the early stages. We actually, we meet on Thursday mornings. I'm chairman of the corrections committee, and I can't tell you the problems right now we're having with corrections. You know, the pitch article that recently came out a few weeks ago, and, you know, actually the director of corrections, George Lombardi, resigned over that, or left his office. And we've got a lot of things to do in corrections. We're actually going to be forming a subcommittee off of my committee to investigate some of the lawsuits that's been settled here in the state through the Attorney General's office. So we haven't heard the last of that one. And I'm actually sitting on the Conservation and Natural Resource Committee, and that's one that I'm really looking forward to. I've never been on this committee, but I'm looking forward to working with the chair of that, Representative Sonia Anderson. So those are the two, and I'm government oversight, so I'm really excited about that.
So going to be busy. Now it's time to get to work, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very busy. You know, the hoopla is over with. You know, this past Monday, you know, we had the governor's inauguration and the other statewide office holders and the governor's ball on Monday night. I've never seen so many people in the Capitol. It's just been, there had to be thousands and thousands of them in there. And, you know, one of the things you're going to see different when you come to the Capitol this year is we have a you know, security now at the doors. In the past, my 6 years there, there's never been security. That each there are metal detectors at each entrance of the Capitol, and they're manned by highway patrolmen. And some people like it, some people don't. But you're going to see a greater presence of security in the Missouri Capitol.
Representative, we appreciate the update on Jefferson City. We'll look forward to working with you this session.
Well, I do. You know, like I said, I look forward to visiting with you every week, and I totally appreciate the job that you do. Thank you.
All right. That's Missouri State Representative Paul Fitzwater of Potosi with our weekly legislative report.